Anne.
Oddworld.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 17. Well, here we are. We're at the end of October already, and I cannot believe it. It's gone by way too fast, but luckily for you guys, you'll have spooks all year round because, hi, welcome to my spooky podcast. So yeah, the spooks are never going to stop. Just because we're out of October, basically, doesn't mean that the spookiness has to stop. I mean, that's why you're listening, right? I mean, I hope so. I don't know. Either way, I am actually going to talk a little bit about witches today and their broomsticks. So might as well wrap up this October month with some witchiness. And I'm getting this information from sunmark.org, and here we go. The type of witch we're familiar with in popular culture, scary old woman brewing potions in a cauldron, is taken from the pagan goddess, the crone, also known as the Old One or Earth Mother. She was honored as Samhain because she was a symbol of wisdom, change, and new seasons. Celts believed souls entered the crone's cauldron after death and waited there to be reincarnated. The crone stirred the cauldron so new souls could enter and old ones could be reborn. Now, their broomsticks. Legends say that witches use herbs like henbane in their potions, since they're psychoactive effects, like hallucinations, supposedly intensified their magic. When English historian Raphael Holinshed described the story Ireland's first accused witch, Lady Alice Keitler, he said authorities found a pipe of such an anointment greased on a broom handle, which was used to lather it on her nether regions. Other accounts, similarly, say witches anointed hairy parts of their bodies with wooden staffs covered in hallucinogens. Of course, these biased accounts primarily come from inquisitors and testimonies from accused witches produced under torture, but the imagery still stuck. There are also depictions of witches flying other objects, like stools and cooking forks. And with that wraps up our spooky season facts, Halloween facts. I hope you enjoyed them. And let's go ahead and move on to stories.
This comes from an anonymous writer.
I've worked as a security officer for going on 4 years now at this hospital. It's a very old hospital, and only the ER is open 24/7. The rest of the hospital closes at 1900. I've had several things happen that I simply cannot explain, but since I'm a skeptic, I always try to rationalize things. I've caught several EVPs as well, and have the video, but I will not be posting that yet. These are my true experiences, and not fabricated. These are in no specific order. I was coming out of my office when I spotted someone in all black at the very end of the hall. It was far enough away that I couldn't make out details. Just a black, human-shaped thing. I laid eyes on it for just a second or two, when it darted into a doorway, like, really fast. I ran towards it, and the doorway was empty, and the door was locked. The only way in was with a key, and I was the only one in that part of the hospital that night. I, of course, just went into the office, but no one was inside. One night, around 2 a.m., I was sitting at my desk in the security office. The office has a closet located within arm's reach of where I'm seated. Out of nowhere, there were two very loud and very distinctive bangs on the closet door that sounded like it came from the other side. It was so distinct, that I actually remember the noise coming from the upper right-hand part of the door. It nearly gave me a heart attack, and after I fell out of my chair, I opened the closet door and found nothing inside that could have fallen out or hit the door. Just some old office supplies on a shelf. Still perplexed by this one the most. Another time, I was getting off the elevator on the third floor of the hospital when I heard some faint noise coming down one of the hallways. I followed the noise and it got louder. Turns out, in the last room down the hallway, the TV was on and set to max volume. This is an empty floor that is not being used during the day or night, so no one should be up here at any period of time. I turned down the volume of the TV, then switched it off. 2 hours later, when doing a round, the TV was on again and set back to max volume. I repeated the routine and left. On my last round at 4 a.m., I found the TV on and maxed out again. This time, I just unplugged it. During my night shifts, when making rounds, I will routinely get the feeling as if I'm being followed or watched. After looking into EVPs on YouTube, I decided to start recording during my rounds when I felt that anxious feeling hit me. I have caught both male and female voices on these videos. We have a small chapel in the hospital on the main floor. It's located in a hallway that can't be accessed by anyone after hours. I've seen this door open a few inches by itself once. It was latched, and I don't think the AC or a draft could twist the handle and unlatch the door. Another time between rounds, it was standing wide open when on the previous round, it was latched shut. This hospital had an older separate building located behind it that was used as a end-of-life hospice throughout the early 1900s. It was shut down and later used as an office area for around 10 years before being demolished altogether just 2 years ago. It was two floors and it had an elevator. After it was demolished, for about 3 months after, our security phone was getting several calls a week from the no longer existing elevator emergency phone. It's the button you would press if the elevator got stuck. It was always quiet on the other end, but no idea why it was ringing with that number. Another time, I was alone on a quiet floor, and I will sometimes hear random things fall in random rooms, or hear doors shut that I could not locate. I heard a woman or child crying once very softly for a minute or so, but could not locate anyone. Again, no one should have been on that floor. I am not saying these are proof of anything paranormal. These are just an assortment of things that have happened to me that I can't explain with easy logic. I'm a skeptic, but after working here, I do keep my mind a bit more open. Hospitals. Those babies are haunted. I could guarantee that. I don't know if like people are just stuck there after they die, or if it's just they die and then they're there for a minute and then they leave. I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast before or not, but, and I really don't remember where I heard it from, unless it was from another story, but I've heard that if somebody is about to die in a hospital, whomever is working will crack the window or whatnot to like let the soul out. And I could be very wrong about that, but that was just something I heard or read. Again, I'm not sure where, but I found that kind of interesting if it is true. If it is true, honestly, let me know. Please let me know. I'm just literally pulling this one out of thin air, I feel like, but I feel like I've heard that before. So anyhow, let me know, please. We're going to move on to the next story.
This comes from Dirty Birdie OG on Reddit.
I smell embalming fluid when someone is about to die. This has happened at least 2 times distinctly that I can remember, and other smells, like cookies, smoke, mint, and I'm not sure what they mean. Most recently, I was on a trip in France. While I'm there, it's 2 a.m. I get a quick, heavy scent of embalming fluid. I said, "Someone just died." And then kept scrolling TikTok. Then, I thought I should text my family just in case, but didn't want to seem dramatic. When I woke up the next day, I had texts from my mom. My uncle had just died. Years before, I got the scent, and it was a friend's grandparent. I know I've gotten it more often than that because I'm able to associate it with something. But those 2 specifically I can think about. It seems like if it's a light scent, it's not family. If it's heavy, it is. This is my weird life talent I think I carry. I haven't told anyone, but I know it's there. The France occurrence confirmed it. I don't doubt it anymore. Well, I cannot even imagine. That is definitely one way to know when somebody has passed away. I think I would prefer to smell the cookies, maybe the mint, not really the smoke. And I don't really know what embalming fluid smells like, but I don't think I want to smell that either. But how crazy is that, though? I have never heard anybody that smells things when people die, specifically that. I know people can smell, there's a scent of perfume or a smell of smoke. There's no correlation to it. This person specifically has a correlation to the scent, and that is crazy. But I'm going to go ahead and say happy Halloween. I hope you enjoy the rest of this month. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.